Drive. Call the OA toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. If you like the show, you want to help support us, go buy some stuff at our store at store.freetalklive.com. Great Free Talk Live merchandise available there. Store.freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. We start things out with Judy, ladies first. Judy calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Judy in Michigan, going once.
Hi.
Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hey, the board op didn't get your station. What station are you listening to? Just curious.
It's KTA out of, it's 1330 AM Ammon, Texas.
You're listening to our Texas station in Michigan. Okay, very good. So you were actually an internet listener, not a radio listener. No, go ahead with your point. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, it's the best radio we have. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Well, we have stations all over Michigan, so that's why I asked, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but I can't get into one from Ann Arbor at all on the net, and that's about as close as I would come to it, because I'm actually from Upper Michigan.
Hmm.
Anyway, a guy called in from Canada, and you seemed kind of stumped about this bill that was called, it was titled, first of all, let me give you the number. It's HR 1955.
Okay.
And it was titled Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. And apparently this was introduced back in April by Jane Harman, and there was 14 co-sponsors. Now, guys, I just found out about this yesterday, so don't feel bad.
I don't know what all the bills are in Congress.
No,
I don't feel bad for a moment. How the hell could I possibly know that?
I do, because here's the thing. This sounds pretty lame, but 404 House representatives passed it. And if this is passed, stations by GNC could just be cut down for the simple reason that they find them to be homegrown terrorism.
Now, hold on a second. Let me recap for the people just tuning in. The guy called last hour. He said this bill is going to make it so, let me see if I've got this straight. He said this bill will make it so that anybody who says something, speaks, that could be tied into somehow raising funds for some violent organization could be arrested.
I don't know really where he was coming from, but if you look up HR 1955, just Google it, you'll see for yourself, and then maybe you could address this at a different time. I don't want to take
Well, are you saying that that guy interpreted it wrong? What's your interpretation of this?
Well, my interpretation is that people like us could be considered terrorists if we speak out against the government. This is what they're trying to pass right now.
It didn't sound like that. I mean, he said that there was some sort of financial factor that had to be in play, in that your speech would have to go towards raising funds for some violent terrorist group.
Well, there's all kinds of measures in it, but
I believe that. It's a bill. They've got I'm sure there's all kinds of nonsense in there.
It's just crazy. Like, one thing is violent radicalization. Well, we've seen how many people they just take off the streets for no good reason that aren't even causing any trouble.
Mm.
So this is just another excuse to arrest people. And I'd say take a look at it and cover it further on a different show. But
well, Judy, I appreciate you bringing our attention to it. I personally can't possibly read legalese. It's just not possible for me. So I'll just take your word for it, okay? Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's really, come on. Who really reads laws?
Oh, God, they're so awful to read. And I think they designed them that way just on purpose.
Right. Let's continue to talk to Jared in Portsmouth. And we know they're cracking down on free speech. They just arrested a reporter yesterday for standing on the street. So we know this stuff's going on. Now they're just going to make it legal, right? That's what they're doing.
Mm.
Jared, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to respond to the guy who was talking to Mark about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, Mark.
Yes, I am. My wife and I are having a baby.
Yes, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm a pretty new father myself. My daughter's 5 months old.
Mm.
And I love her to death.
Oh, apparently his phone line just went to death there.
Yeah.
Jared? Nope, he's gone. Maybe he can call back. 800-259-9231.
It sounded like there was a butt coming after that. I love her to death, but. what could that be?
I don't know. Only time will tell at this point. So, Going back to what Judy was talking about, this bill, and I don't know if you've punched it up or anything, Mark, but who knows what's in it? And really, they can pass whatever they want.
I wouldn't
right?
be able to read it.
They can pass whatever they want. I don't know, maybe an article.
They don't read it themselves.
Right, they don't read the bills, and they can pass anything they want to. It doesn't matter if it passes constitutional muster. Look at all of the unconstitutional laws out there. The Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, it's just all been decimated by this government at various times. It's been slow. It's a slow process. Bit by bit, they've been chipping away at the Bill of Rights. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they, and again, the original guy said this had to have to, it had to do with speech that was raising money for terror, but they might just take away the raising money part. It just might be terroristic sounding speech, speech that threatens the government, speech that threatens the existing, the administration.
It doesn't seem like that's too far away.
No, it certainly doesn't. And I think all Americans need to be concerned about this, especially when we have reporters being arrested for standing on the sidewalk. I mean, you've got some scary things going on right here, right now, whether it's legal or not. It doesn't matter to me. It's right and wrong that matters to me. And it seems wrong to me to arrest a reporter for standing on the sidewalk. I don't care how legal that particular move was. And I personally don't really believe it was. But again, I'm no lawyer. I can't interpret these things. So, are they doing this? Are they cracking down further on free speech? Yes, we know they are. What's in this particular bill? I have no idea. But I do know that they have free speech zones in America now. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, yeah, they have the in New York City when the Republican convention was going on. They, you know, they had a little cage where you could go and protest all you want.
Right. It's anywhere the president goes as well. So whenever the president goes to go and do a speech somewhere, and I presume it applies to the vice president, but I can't confirm that. But wherever the president goes, you are not allowed, if you are a protester, to be anywhere in the vicinity of the president.
Right. Not allowed to say bad things to the president.
He cannot be allowed to see your anti-President Bush T-shirts or whatever,
right.
Signs. So they set up a little zone called the Free Speech Zone where they say, okay, all you protesters, you got to keep
all
a half mile...
All you malcontents,
right.
You dirty hippies, get in this cage.
We got to keep you a half mile away from the president, but that's fine. As long as you're in this caged-off zone, then you can just protest all you want. You still have your freedom of speech. You just don't have it over there. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to start making it so there are certain areas.
Wasn't the First Amendment also the right to peaceably assemble?
That is correct.
Apparently, the right to peaceably assemble, according to what they're saying, doesn't include where you want to peaceably assemble.
Well, you can probably still peaceably assemble on your property to some extent, but if it's government property, if it's public property, the commons, then they have apparently the ability to regulate all of your assemblies and regulate everything about them and decide whether or not you can even be there in the first place. Remember, they arrested a reporter for assembling himself and his cameraman on the sidewalk. So apparently it doesn't even matter what size your group is now. It could just be two people, one person. They don't like you. They'll target you. These things are happening right now in America. Free speech zones. Who could have imagined this?
I don't know.
So, I don't know what's in this bill she's talking about. I don't purport to know, and I don't really care enough to go and read through it to find out.
Obviously, Americans, all over don't really care that much because they're not running out to read it either. It's
right.
They write these things with the intent that you don't read them.
Well, maybe they understand in their heart of hearts. Maybe they understand that it really doesn't matter. Because if it legalizes destroying the First Amendment, well, it's still unconstitutional, but now they're going to say it's legal to do all these things of suppressing free speech, and it won't matter as long as the Supreme Court backs them up on it, then it is constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all just nutso. I mean, we're in a state of insanity today in this country. And I say we, and I guess that's a collectivist term. But in general, in America, things are crazy. Crazy as far as the state of freedoms in America. We're losing them on a almost daily basis. Chipped away.
Well, not each freedom isn't being lost on a daily basis, but each freedom does get questioned. It takes a hit every day.
1-800-259-9231. Looks like Jared's back. Dave in New Hampshire will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. And maybe we'll check in with John Stossel and see what he has to say about freedom as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. For Mel. formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. You can join that and get interactive there at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we try back to Jared Jared in Portsmouth. Lost your connection before, but we're going to try you again. You were just getting into talking about Mark. Mark and his wife, they're going to have a child soon, and you were saying that, what?
I was going to say, and sorry about that, that, yep, I love my daughter. She's great, and, you know, best thing of my life, all that. It's totally true. I have no desire to get up in the middle of the night and change diapers.
Okay.
It really just does not appeal to me. You know, I mean, I spend hours with her a day, and that's great. I do want to see her, but I don't really understand why you'd want to get up in the middle of the night if you don't have to, personally.
Well, the last caller said that he wants to spend as much time as he possibly can with his son.
You know, that's great, but, you know, during the day is, like, a better time for that. I like my sleep. It's nice. You know, uninterrupted, it's very nice. And well, I give that up because I love my daughter, mm-hmm. but it's not one of those things where, you know...
You couldn't do it without
it. Right, I just love to do it. You know, I just love missing my sleep. It's great, you know what I mean?
Now, do you have an agreement with your wife or girlfriend or whoever? I mean, or is it just you trade off? What's the deal?
Well, the first 3 months, she wasn't working, so she pretty much did night duty. She was fine mm-hmm. with that. And now she's back to work, and we both work.
People call me an awful, terrible, misogynistic guy for for even arranging some scenario where I wouldn't get up at equal amount of times that my wife does. It's
Mark. I totally feel for you. I got the same thing. People would ask me all the time, like it's their business. You know, do you get up in the middle of the night, or does your wife do? I say, you know, and when she wasn't working, I said, well, she doesn't work right now. She's a stay-at-home mom, so
right,
she,
but,
you know,
but
she does
so
it.
What? She's a woman. You have to treat her completely equally. No, look, I mean, equal doesn't necessarily mean it doing exactly the same thing.
Right, well, and, she has breasts. I don't, and she was breastfeeding, so I couldn't do anything anyway.
Well, yeah, that's impossible.
My wife.
I think in that particular instance, that's the answer to that question, is she has breasts.
I just a quick comment. I just thank God for people who can sit there and know what's in every single house bill and read all that stuff, because I hear HB and a couple numbers and I want to shoot myself in the head.
Yep, exactly. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Josh in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh. Josh in Boston.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm more comfortable writing to you, but I feel fairly strongly about this, so I thought I'd call up and talk about Tom from New Hampshire.
Well, good, because I'd like to point out that we get a whole bunch of emails, and it's difficult enough to read them all, let alone get any of them on the air. It's very rare that we actually have time to put emails on the air these days, especially when we've got a load of phone calls to get through.
Yeah, I mean, it's Free Talk Live, not Free Write Live.
Right. I mean, we like emails, don't get me wrong.
And we'll use them, but we always feel bad. I mean, there wouldn't be any way to take the telephone calls and read the emails.
Right. We could do a whole show of emails if we wanted to.
We
could do a whole week of shows.
You read a long email of mine a while ago about metaphysics. I felt kind of self-indulgent about that, so I thought I'd call about this. I really object to Tom's opinions regarding police officers and his advocating aggression towards them.
Hold on a second, just to recap for anybody just tuning in. Tom is a caller who will call from time to time and essentially advocate the killing of police. He thinks that that's somehow going to get us to a point of freedom in this country, that that's going to somehow advance liberty, and
stop the drug war.
Vehemently disagree as well. I just wanted to point that out. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great. I appreciate that. And I understand his train of logic that they're aggressing against him because the state is aggression and blah, 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 blah. But when you talk to people who haven't followed that train of logic, it seems extremely absurd, and personally, I also object to it, as it's not the most effective way to reach liberty. Mm-hmm. My colleagues in school would never understand that. When I talk to them about it, I, like anyone else, take baby steps. Drug war, things like that. It's good. But when Tom gets on and says this, and I was appalled when I learned that he was actually one of the people who was elected to the state legislature as a Free State Project member.
No, he's not a Free State Project member. He's a New Hampshire resident, and he's lived here for a while.
Great. Okay. But I just thought I'd say that, because a lot of times he calls up and he's sort of, you know, laughed at and joked around with, but it needs to be more forcefully stated. As a person, I think if we sat down and talked, we'd agree on everything, except for how to talk to people about liberty. That's it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Appreciate the thoughts.
I'd like to say Tom's funny sometimes when he does this little grimace.
I like him better when he makes other points, because he's usually decent at making other points. But when he gets on to the killing cops thing, I totally agree with what Josh says, and that is it's something that alienates. I mean, we have enough trouble trying to get people to understand why Lauren Canario is a good person and not completely evil. I mean, in that Lauren Canario, our friend who was arrested over three weeks ago now, for not showing her papers when she was driving around here in New Hampshire, she is a totally nonviolent, totally lovable, wonderful lady. And yet people, the comments, the vitriol, the nastiness, the hatred that are posted on the YouTube videos about Lauren, especially the one where it shows her arrest, that video, the just absolute abject ignorance and hatred is so profound and so widespread, it really is very difficult to even talk to these people.
Well,
and then
you talk about
Tom advocating killing cops. I mean, that's you will never ever make any friends or make any or persuade anyone to come to your side if what you're advocating is violence, except for maybe more gun polishers, as Lauren's husband likes to call them, the people that gun rubbers. They sit there and rub their guns, and you know they talk about how they want to do violence, but they never actually go out and do anything. It's just they make us all look bad by labeling themselves as libertarians and then advocating violence. That's not what libertarians do. Libertarians are against the use of force to achieve political or social change. We think that people should do things on a voluntary basis. So I totally sympathize with that.
Libertarians aren't against the use of force. They're against
initiated force.
Right.
Initiated force. So 800-259-9231. So yes, it's very important to rebut what people like Tom say. And it's good to an extent that he calls in about those things, because it gives us a chance to point out that we aren't anything like Tom. He may agree with us philosophically on some issues, but as far as the actual path to liberty, not on the same path. And his path will not lead to liberty. His path will lead to a more totalitarian, more violent state of affairs.
There's going to be a huge crackdown. You kill a couple of cops, and it's going to be, you know, assuming you survive the experience.
Yeah, you're going to die if you kill some cops.
It's not going to be pretty.
And that will just give the police an excuse to militarize even more.
It'll right, there's people them, trying to kill us, for God's sake.
It'll just give them the excuse. They'll get more paranoid. They'll get more military equipment, more armored personnel carriers, more machine guns. And then what are you going to do? Then you're going to step it up and start launching RPGs at them? I mean, that's not what... I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in a world of violence. We're trying nonviolent solutions. Thank you very much. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. monasterymonastery.com. The Last Word Monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free. Well, we've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them. They're right there on the front page of the site, and they're totally free. That's freetalklive.com. And perhaps you might own or know someone that does. A company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. You've got a business to run. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with the phone calls, let's talk to David in San Diego. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David,
hello.
San Diego.
How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Just with regards to the recent firestorm and the crisis that's going on here in San Diego this time.
It really is a crisis.
It really is. There was a line of fire essentially moving west towards the ocean straight from Orange County, the county just directly north of us. All the way down to the Mexican border.
Right. Okay. David?
Yes?
We understand what the situation is.
What happened with your house?
My house, essentially, I have no information as to whether or not it's burned down. We have been given several reports of evacuation orders, mandatory evacuation orders being lifted. And as I've gotten into my car and try to drive to my house, there have been police blockades saying, no, turn around and go back to Qualcomm Stadium, which at this time has now been closed, which is a different story.
Oh, my God. So they've closed the stadium, but they want you to go. Where do the police expect you to go?
At this time it's at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. So what they did was they basically kicked out all the evacuees from Qualcomm Stadium so that the San Diego Chargers, which, I must say, I'm one of the biggest fans you're ever going to find of the San Diego Chargers, all the way back to the days of Dan Fouts, Charlie Joyner, and so on, Kellen Winslow, three Hall of Famers. But to kick us out of the stadium so that my San Diego Chargers come back and play this Sunday so that the city can make money because they've sold certain seats, that's a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, that's rather disappointing.
Now, did tax dollars go to pay for that stadium?
I'm sorry?
Did tax dollars go to pay for that stadium?
Absolutely. The tax dollars essentially are paying for all of the seats that are not sold on any given Sunday.
Interesting. Okay, I thought so. That's how it is with most stadiums. I just wanted to make sure. So that's even more outrageous because you paid for that stadium, and now you aren't even allowed
to. In your time of need, you're not even allowed
to use it in an emergency. Right. So they've moved everybody to a park, you say?
They've moved us to a fairgrounds.
And what's it like there? What's the scene? Are you there right now?
The accommodations are much worse than Qualcomm Stadium. Essentially, you're in a cot as if you were... And I used to help, take care of the homeless myself as a volunteer, so I'm familiar with those types of accommodations. You're in a cot that's approximately 2 to 3 inches away from the next cot next to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord.
Wow. And how much stuff were you able to bring in there?
Not much. Whatever can fit underneath your cot.
How are you getting food?
That was the same rule in prison, by the way.
There's a lot of individuals in the community and a lot of individuals in the private sector who own companies, who own restaurants, who own supermarkets, mm-hmm. who are willing to donate. But also what I understand is there is advertising associated with this. So while they're helping us out, which is a wonderful thing, at the same time, they're putting their advertising out that, look, remember us. That we were there for you.
Right. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that private people are able to help feed you guys because if you put the government in charge of something like that, then people will starve to death.
Screw it all up, my friend.
Yeah.
So where is the government? I mean, the FEMA, are they around? What are they doing?
Oh, yeah. They have brought in... I had breakfast this morning with a woman from Alabama, Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
I had lunch with an individual from Seattle, Washington. They have brought in people from throughout the country who are FEMA employees to essentially try to assist. But what are they doing? And, I must say, they would be very offended by me saying this, I'm sure. But what are they doing? They are standing around talking, socializing with each other. And what have they handed us? A white card with a 1-800 number in Maryland.
And what are you supposed to do with that?
I don't know. They're telling us to call them, and they will assist. But I am an individual who firmly believes that we ought not to sequester the help and the assistance from the United States government when what they're doing is they are essentially, forgive me for saying this, my friend, stealing tax dollars from individuals throughout the country mm-hmm. and saying, we are going to take 30% of your income if you are middle class. And what we're going to do is we're going to give it to some other individual, and we're going to assist them. And on top of that, we're going to employ this individual in Alabama and Washington, the state of Washington, to come down and basically stand around and drink Starbucks coffee and socialize.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you're going too far when you call that stealing.
Yeah, and I think you're a little low. It's more like 50 or 60% of your income instead of 30%.
Yeah, 30% is just the income tax.
Yeah, that's right. You got to count in all the other taxes, too.
Yes, that is true.
Wow. So any other stories you want to share with us? I mean, any stories of private people helping or government incompetence or whatever you want to share? Here's your chance.
Well, there's a lot of private people that are helping that I'm very happy about. And I must say, with these private companies and supermarkets coming in and they're assisting with the advertisement, they've really sort of shown us that it's not a matter of having the government come in and help. It's a matter of people from your local community who are private business owners assisting. On top of that, I think that, at this point, when you deal with the private individuals, you're developing a relationship with them. You're saying, you have now come and scratched my back. When mm-hmm. I get out of this crisis, when I find out whether or not my home is even burned down, which the government cannot even assist in that much because they won't even let me come near my home.
Wow.
When I find out what has happened and when I move beyond this and I move above this, what I will do is come back and take care of you.
Spend some money.
Aside from that, my friends, I know that you're very limited on time. Harassment by the police has been extensive in the parking lot of Qualcomm Stadium for the last 5 days that I've been evacuated.
What sort of harassment?
They will come and drive by. You know, I must say, the demeanor is very downcast. However, if you are caught laughing or joking around or at all listening to the radio, as I did for a brief moment after assisting in the acute cardiac life support system tent, as well as assisting in the ER tent, I would take a break, go out to the parking lot, and maybe sit down with some individuals, talk about their homes. If there's any laughing, if there's any radio being played, if there's any type of what the police may consider as quote-unquote fun, they will come out immediately, as they have, in unmarked cars, mind you, which has really bothered me, my friend. It's one thing if they want to come up in a San Diego Police Department vehicle, which is black and white, with their insignia. No.
What are they saying?
They have come up in green, small sedans. They have come up in all types of different colors, small four-door.
And then what do they do?
Four-door sedans. I'm absolutely serious, sir.
What are they doing?
What are they doing when they come up in these cars? What are they saying? What are they doing?
They roll down the window and they say, "What is going on over here?" And we'll respond that, "Well, we're talking. We're you know, just trying to pass the time." And say, "Are you being good?" I said,
"Sir, my God,
I have received a full scholarship to receive an MD and a PhD. It is very disheartening after serving in the acute cardiac life support system tent."
So they're treating you like children, basically. They're treating you like children. They're treating you like a child.
Essentially, more than a child, my friend. Treating us like we are individuals that are hooligans trying to, you know, just have a good time.
Wow.
We don't even know if our home is
right, like you're just there to party or something. David, if you do us a favor, if you have the cell phone charge tomorrow, check in with us from time to time, maybe on a daily basis, and give us the update from the inside there, because we aren't hearing anything. You're the first person on the inside of this situation that we've heard from. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have correct of them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly and is now available in an all-new ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. Now, contrast that to those other radio talk show hosts. You know, those nationally syndicated Rush Limbaugh wannabes. And Rush Limbaugh. They all want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month in order to even get to the special features on their website. We give it all away up front. And then we ask you, if you want to help us out, if you want to help support the show and spread Free Talk Live to other radio stations across the country, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Join the club. It's completely voluntary, and it makes a big difference for us because all we're asking is $3 a month. You can do it any major credit card, PayPal, other options, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But basically what happens is we take that money in, and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live, spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So, again, if that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, gentlemen, can you hear me okay?
Hey, it's Dave from the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com. What's happening?
Well, I wanted to let you know we're going to have an open carry litter and trash pickup on Sunday.
Well, that's cool. Where is this going to be, in New Hampshire?
In Manchester, yeah.
We're
just going to be in the, you know, one of the worser neighborhoods in the city, and it's got a little trash, and so we're going to clean it up. And
I see. So you haven't adopted the road. You're just going to clean it up.
Yeah, yeah. And, I've invited folks to open carry, responsibly their pistols on holsters.
Mm-hmm.
On their waist as part of the thing. So, you know, open carry, we've done a lot of other things with open carry. I figure we got to do some kind of
good
charity
stuff.
Or a litter pickup or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and involved. I imagine it will make for a nice little episode of the Ridley Report as well.
Possibly. It depends on how many people show up. If there are enough people to set aside having to pick up much trash myself, then I can focus on shooting it. If not that many people show up, then I'll be mostly picking up trash.
Fair enough, Dave. Anything else going on?
Yeah, I've got. I'm going to teach my second videography class tomorrow on how to do Ridley Report type work, and I'm trying to train other people to do it, and this will be the second class I've had.
Now, I've never had any official training at doing, you know, shooting video and editing and all that. I love to do it. I wish I had more time for that sort of thing. I have been editing some videos this week. In fact, I'm in the middle of one that I hope to finish up tonight to put online. It's another Lauren Canario video. And you had actually left some comments on one of my other videos, which you can see. It's not yet up at freekeen.com, but it will be up some point this weekend. And so I might want to take one of those classes if you ever have one over here in Keene, because I really need to learn some of the other subtleties about shooting news packages, that sort of thing. You know, where do you shoot? How do you shoot the B-roll? That sort of stuff. And it's really cool because you're offering this to people here in New Hampshire, and I suppose anybody from Massachusetts could come up and take the classes too, but people in the area to go and learn the nuts and the bolts of doing sort of self, single-person news reporting with a video camera, right?
Yeah, and by the way, your videos are fantastic. Considering you don't have that much, you know, official training, I don't know how much time you've spent doing it, but you are a first-rate shooter. I mean, your videography is almost invisibly good. You don't even notice that you're watching through a camera, and your editing is pretty good too. But yeah, like I was telling you before, I think you have, you know, your interviews get a little too long sometimes, but man, that's a minor thing.
You know, it's hard. It's one of the trickiest things, and whether you're doing audio or whether you're doing video, one of the trickiest things is really just knocking it down, cutting stuff out. Yeah. It's so hard to decide what to keep and what to let go. This is something that, you know, when we make promos for Free Talk Live, I've taken 45 minutes of audio and, you know, chopped it down to less than 60 seconds. It's an ultimate challenge, especially if you actually set a time for yourself to try to fit yourself into that window. The video you're talking about was originally 17 minutes of original footage chopped down to about 5. I could have taken it down further, but there was a lot of really critical information that I really just felt had to get out there. And again, I'll be posting that online over the weekend at freekeen.com. It's already up on the Free Keen YouTube page if you can find that. But Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. And good luck with your class. We appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. All kinds of neat things going on here in New Hampshire. Whether you want to get involved in the world of media, and we were talking about this last night on the show, is that it's really important, I think, into this day and age to get your hands into media. If you've ever had an interest in it, there's no excuse now. There's no reason why you can't do it. You can go out and you can get a DV cam for $250 at Best Buy or Circuit City, get an entry-level camera. If you don't know anything about video, then you don't need anything beyond an entry-level camera. You don't need any of the flashy effects or the night vision or whatever it is that they're putting on the more upper echelon or mid-range cameras. Get a cheapie and get out and start shooting.
Well, with YouTube, it's not like even the production value, not the production value, but the how good the camera is matters that much because
not that much.
The screen's so small.
Right. A DV cam is going to shoot at a 480 line resolution, and when you upload it to YouTube, it's cut in half. They cut it to 240.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really not even that critical. In fact, they even have video cameras now that are so small that you can fit them in your shirt pocket. It's not anything you can zoom with. It's not an actual handy cam or whatever, not a camcorder, but it is a pocket-sized camera that records video, and it uploads it right to YouTube. You take this camera out of your pocket, hit record, bring it to your computer, and
right
it goes
to
up to YouTube.
Wow.
I mean, it's really that easy now. And these things are like, you know, $150 or something, $200.
So what about editing the video?
Well, editing, now the things that Dave is talking about, if you've seen the Ridley Reports, and go to RidleyReports.com.
He doesn't edit his, right?
He doesn't edit. He shoots for the edit. So he just sort of shoots through.
Well, he's skilled, though.
That's true. But he's teaching people how to do it. It's not that hard. You just have to have a direction you want to go with. You have to sort of think about the story in advance, what you want to shoot, what you want to cover, and then cover it. Now, myself, I shoot edited video. I shoot the video footage.
Right. You just get a whole bunch of video.
Interviews, and I shoot...
Take whatever and cut it up and put it in together.
Right. I shoot the B-roll, which is sort of the static shots of a building or someone walking or that sort of thing, and you put it into an editing program, and Windows XP comes with one. So it's not like you have to go out and drop a few $100 on editing software. Really, all you need... And I imagine these video cameras probably come with some basic level editing software, too. So all you really need to do is get the camera. And then get out there and start shooting things. And start playing around with it. Now, the thing you really need to have, beyond a couple $100 for the hardware, is the time. It is a time-consuming process.
Well,
it's fun.
It can take as much time as you're willing to give it.
Absolutely. But it will take a minimum amount of time to get something cranked out. If you're doing it like Dave is, where you're just shooting it in the camera, then it doesn't take any time. You don't have to do any editing. But if you are going to edit, then you should be ready to invest... at minimum 4 hours to produce something like a 5-minute package or something
like
that.
Good Lord.
So Well, that's what I've spent. You know, I've spent 4 to 8 hours doing these things. You saw me before the show. I was cranking away on the editing tech here for 45 minutes straight, and all I really got done was a portion of the video that I'm editing right now. But it's fun, and the more you practice it, the better you're going to get, the more talented you're going to get, and it's a valuable resource to be able to have that ability to create an emotional, moving piece of video and put it online for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people to potentially see. How cool is that?
To berate you for your stand on Liberty?
Well, whatever. Obviously, yeah, people have their opinions on the content of the files, but I just think it's exciting what people can do today. This was impossible even... you could do it 10 years ago. It was a little more expensive back then, but it was impossible. 20. It was not nowhere close to within the reach of the average person. 20.
Well, people weren't watching videos on the internet 10 years ago.
No, it's just an amazing thing, and I highly recommend people get involved. Audio is obviously easier. I mean, we do video and audio, Mark. We do your show. We did it today.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it at freekeen.com. It's called the Keen Weekly News. It's kind of focused on Keen, but you cover some national issues. Anyway, we did your show today, and it takes us a half an hour to an hour to prepare for that.
Right.
I've got to go up and mess with the lights and do all the studio nonsense of moving cameras around and setting up microphones. And whereas when it's radio, we can just come in here a minute before showtime, as long as we have prep, flip on the microphones, and we're ready to go. And editing audio sure is a lot easier than doing video. That doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, video's a lot of work.
And there's a lot of competition out there, too. But it's fun, and I highly recommend people get involved. If you've ever had the desire... but the excuse was, well, I don't have a job in media, or the excuse is, well, you know, I just don't have the equipment. Those excuses are gone now. You don't need a job in media to produce entertaining, interesting, informative video or audio content for the internet and distribute it. You don't need a job. You don't need someone cutting you a paycheck. You don't need someone giving you orders. And the hardware's so damn cheap, if you want to do your own podcast, get a microphone and a mixer. Get a couple microphones and a mixer.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the new way that people get into, you know, radio and that
bucks.
Kind of things. Yeah.
Either way, it's a couple hundred bucks. A couple hundred bucks for the mics and the mixer, or a couple hundred bucks for a video camera, a DV camera. That's all you need now. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark,
see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.